If you can't cycle further than 50 miles and you're doing Ride London 100, then stick around, because in today's video, I'm going to share with you my tips. I've allowed me to cycle 100 kilometers each week for fun. And this year I'll be doing my third Ride London 100. But when I first started cycling, I struggled to cycle 100 kilometers comfortably. But now I've completed multiple Ironmans and century rides and increased my average speed from 15 miles an hour to 22 miles an hour over 100 miles. So these are the tips that work for me, and hopefully you can get some benefit from them too. So tip number one is making sure you prioritize your sleep. I get at least 8 to 9 hours of sleep every night and prioritize that above everything else. I don't stay up late watching Netflix just because I want to get one more episode in of my favorite show. If my show is going to be running quite late, for example, it's going to be going into my scheduled bedtime, then I'll be switching the program off and saving it for another day. So I plan to be in bed around 8:30 most evenings, and that means I need to switch off from technology an hour before bed, which normally equates to around 7:30. So if I'm watching anything, it might be only a short piece of a show during the week, and maybe at weekends I have a bit more time to watch an afternoon movie. But if a program or a show is going to enter into my sleeping schedule, then I make sure I cut it halfway through or save it for another day. Because without sleep, your muscles aren't going to recover as efficiently. You're going to be tired the next day when it comes to your training. And also, it's going to increase your appetite hormone ghrelin, which is going to increase your need for more calories to keep you awake throughout the day. So it's going to impact your nutrition quality, impact your weight by consuming more calories, and also make training a lot more challenging. And when it comes to riding bigger rides as well, you want to be conserving as much energy as possible and recovering as well as possible in order to train consistently to reach your goals of cycling 100 miles. The next biggest change I made was cycling consistently. And this means cycling at least 3 or 4 times a week. This might be on the turbo trainer for an hour or two, but this is not me being a weekend warrior. When I first started riding, that was all I used to do, was weekends, and struggled to see any progress in my ability. But when I started cycling consistently, that just meant 1 hour in the morning on the turbo trainer, whether a threshold session, a VO2 max session, or an easy recovery session, I'm doing something consistently that is allowing me to accumulate more miles in my legs over the course of a week. So over the course of a week, instead of doing 100 miles once at the weekend, I'm doing over 100 miles quite consistently, week in, week out, and that has a compound effect in terms of your fitness. You're gonna see a progression steadily throughout the weeks and months and years, and that will help you reach your goals quicker, be more consistent, and give you a baseline of fitness that's going to allow you to do these 100-mile rides a lot easier in the years to come, without thinking you've got a big mountain to climb in order to train for that event at that particular time. The next considerable change I made was make sure I'm training at least once or twice a week in the gym. Be twice a week in the winter and once a week in the summer as I get back out on the bike a bit more during the sunnier days. But weight training is really essential in reducing injury, helping improving my muscle efficiency, and helping to maintain more lean body mass in my body composition as opposed to fat mass. And as we get older, especially over the age of 40, we tend to lose about 1% of muscle per year. So weight training is paramount, not just for cycling, but for my long-term health. So incorporate a simple routine that might only take you half an hour, 45 minutes, in order to build in a structured weight training plan around your cycling training. And lastly, one of the biggest changes I made was tracking my heart rate with a heart rate monitor. So this has allowed me to really dive in a lot deeper in terms of my recovery, my fatigue, my fitness progression, and to make sure I was hitting top form on the days that I'm aiming for. And you can do this through apps like Training Peaks, where you can monitor your stress score over the course of a week and build up toward your long-term goal, to make sure you're fresh and on top form on the day. And also it allows you to monitor your training to make sure that you're not overtraining or in danger of overtraining, which then can put you a few steps back if you have to take a week off or two because you've been pushing too hard for too long. So definitely invest in a heart rate monitor. They're very affordable and they hook up to your Garmin and very comfortable to wear when riding. And this will allow you to be more conscious of your training to make sure that your heart rate is in a zone two when you're doing a zone two session, for example, or making sure it's recovered well at the end of a session and also to monitor your fatigue during sessions. So if your heart rate's not going up during harder efforts after a period of training quite hard for a number of weeks, it might be a sign that you're overtraining. So it's a good way of indicating how your body is adapting to the exercise, how you're recovering from the exercise, and making sure you're on top form when the day comes. And lastly, but not least, just make sure when you're training for these longer rides and 100-mile sportifs like Ride London 100, that when you get out on your longer rides, just make sure you smile and have a good time and enjoy being out in the countryside. And during events like Ride London 100, they can be quite competitive at times, but remember, they are just a charity event. So just make sure you enjoy it. Stay safe. Look out for other riders on the road as well as yourself. And I'm sure you have a great time. So let me know in the comments below if you're doing Ride London 100 this year. And if you like this video and you've stayed to the end, don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.